Come on, baby, let's kiss and make up. I don't know why we had to break up. The way you acting's just not right. I can't sleep a wink at night. Each time I think of you, I wake up. Say you forgive me, let's kiss and make up. I never thought I'd miss you, honey. But I'm a fool, and that's not funny. If I could only tell you so, you'd be mine again, I know. Now can't we start again and take up? Say you forgive me, let's kiss and make up. I can't stand the game we're playing. Because of you, everyone's saying I ought to give up and start forgetting. I'm just a fool, I still regret it. Ever since the night we had our breakup, say you forgive me, let's kiss and make up.
Teen Queens doing a song called Let's Kiss. It came off a 1963 release of an LP called The Teen Queens. It came out on the Crown label. It's probably some earlier stuff that they did because their first big hit was Eddie My Love back in 56. And the Teen Queens were one of the first what we would consider rock era, rock and roll era, R&B girl group. And that's what we're doing today. Girl group sounds. And they go way back to the 20s and 30s, but we're not going to be playing those. We're going to pick up in the mid-50s and go all the way into the later 60s and have some of the girl group sound that you might remember. Some were hits and some you never heard of, maybe, but hope you enjoy it today. But we got started with the Teen Queens, one of the early R&B sounds of the girl groups. Let's get started next. In the next set, we've got Reparata and the Delrons. We got the Honeys and Alice Rozier. Right now, we got Reparata and the Delrons doing I Have a Boyfriend.
Last night he told me so. He's a boy. me. Bob is such a doll when he looks in my eyes. Larry keeps me company. Gary wants to buy me a diamond ring. And Johnny says for me he'd do anything. But the one you can't have is the one that you want the most. It's so true now they spend up the money like it grows on trees.
Alice Rozier, My Candyman, 1964, came out on the King label, and she had a few other releases on the King label, but never had anything that charted, but she's got a real nice voice. I like listening to that song there. She did a good job. Before that, The Honeys, 1963, The One You Can't Have. Now, The Honeys, they were on the Capitol label, and they were made up of Marilyn Rovell Wilson, who was Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. That was his wife. And her sister, Diane Rovell, was in the group. And then Ginger Blake, that was the Honeys. So I guess being married to Brian helped get them a recording contract. But good sound by them, and they definitely fit in that era of the girl group sound in 1963. And then Reparata and the Delrons, I Have a Boyfriend. This came off a 1965 LP put out called Whenever a Teenager Cries. They didn't do real big, big hits here in the States. They were very much more popular over in the UK. But good sound by them, and like the lead singer in that. All right, let's keep going. We got one of the top dogs of the girl group sound, the Shirelles, coming up first, then the Shangri-Las, and then the Bobettes. Again, one of the early sounds of the girl group sounds. But one of the most successful girl group sounds of the Shirelles are starting us off with Tonight's the Night.
Tonight, tonight.
Say you're gonna make me
tonight, tonight.
Turn the light.
you satisfied with your new love?
Satisfied with Your Love, the Bobettes. This one came out in 1961, came on the King label. Of course, they also had hits earlier than that. They had Mr. Lee came out, I believe, in 56 or 57. I believe 57. And so they also were one of the early sounds that I'm sure a lot of other groups that came along with the girl group sound copied. And they were big influences on other people, too. The Bobettes. Before that, the Shangri-Las. What's a Girl Supposed to Do? This came out on an LP they put out in 65 called Shangri-Las 65. So it is a 1965 release, and it was on an LP that they did. It wasn't a single that they put out. But, of course, they had lots and lots of good hits and lots of sad teenage girl stuff. So what did they sing about? And the Shirelles before that, Tonight's the Night, 1960, went up to number 39 on the pop charts, made it to number 14 on the R&B. And as I said earlier, they were probably the most successful of all the rock and roll era of the girl group sound. And they were put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. And Shirley Owens, one of the members of the Shirelles, was one of the co-writers of that song. Okay, let's go. We get started. We're going to get started with The Secrets, then Alder Ray, and then Martha and the Vandellas. So right now we got The Secrets doing a 1963 hit that they did, The Boy Next Door.
The Boy Next Door has really got me dreaming.
Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum, The Boy Next Door.
But I remember when he was a little.
Toys away. Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum, The Boy Next Door.
knows he's got me wrapped up, cause I sure will. And though he makes me sad and blue, well, I could never say we're through, cause I love him, cause I love him. Around his friends he always treats me badly, but it don't matter, cause I love him badly.
Martha and the Vandellas, Come and Get These Memories, 1963, number 29 on the pop charts. Went up to number 6 on the R&B, and that was their first pop hit that they had. Martha was right there at the almost the beginning of Motown. She came in and was working there and got put together with some folks, and they did some singing and had some quite a few hits along the way. But she's also from Eufaula, Alabama. And then as a child, her family moved up to Detroit, and that's how she wound up there. Alda Ray before that, Cause I Love Him, 1964, on the Liberty label. And before that, The Secrets from 1963, a number 18 pop hit for them, The Boy Next Door. By the way, Alda Ray was in a group called The Delicates, and R&B group. And they were signed in junior high school to do some recording. And then she went on, and they did some good songs. I remember I've got a couple of the Delegates L45s, and they did some good sounds, and then later on she went solo. Okay, the Raindrops are going to get us started. Then, excuse me, then the Girlfriends, and then the Hamilton Sisters, one of the early groups. You may not even know of this bunch. But the Raindrops are going to get us started with The Kind of Boy You Can't Forget.
I remember when I first saw him. Something told me that I couldn't ignore him. And I've been dreaming of him every night ever since we met. 'Cause he's the kind of boy you can't forget. Yeah, I remember when I first kissed him. He touched my hand and then I couldn't resist him. Though he kissed me about a week ago, I ain't got over it yet. 'Cause he's the kind of boy you can't forget.
He's the kind of boy you can't forget.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Nothing that I wouldn't do for him. I won't be happy till I make him mine and the wedding day is set. 'Cause he's the kind of boy you can't forget.
He's the kind of boy you can't forget.
Here he
are the one. The Hamilton Sisters, 1956. That came out on the King label. And again, one of the groups that I just don't know a whole lot about. I only know of that one recording that they did. They may have done some others, but I just can't find out any more information about them. But good sound, and they were right there at that beginning of the what we now call the girl group sound, 1956. The Girlfriends before that, My One and Only Jimmy Boy, 1963, and that one charted. That one went up to number 49 on the pop charts, and that song was written by David Gates. You might remember David Gates with a group called Bread. He wrote that song, My One and Only Jimmy Boy, The Girlfriends. The Kind of Boy You Can't Forget, The Raindrops, 1963, number 17 on the pop charts, number 27 on the R&B charts. We're doing girl group sounds today, some of the early stuff, and then on into the 60s and mid-60s. So hope you're enjoying this reminiscing with a girl group sound. We've got going to reminisce now with Earl Jean, They're Jealous of Me, then the Cordettes, and then the Supremes, one of the big-time groups of that time. Of course, Earl Jean's going to get us started. She was a member of the Cookies and did a few things of her own, and that's what she's doing now. They're Jealous of Me.
We're living in a world. Tell me that it's wrong.
I won't tell my brother, they don't think that we're congratulations until graduation. Then we'll turn life's page till we tell the world. Ba-da-da-da-da, we will both agree. Ba-da-da-da-da, it's our little secret just between you and me.
Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da.
I won't tell my mother, I won't tell my brother. They don't think that we're of age. No congratulations until graduation. Then we'll turn life's page till we tell the world. Ba-da-da-da-da, we will both agree. Ba-da-da-da-da, it's our little secret just between you and me. Just between you and me. Just between you and me. Just between you and me.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Back in My Arms Again, The Supremes, 1965, went up to number one on both the pop and the R&B charts, and that was the fifth of five number one hits in a row for them on the pop charts. So, of course, a very, very popular group, Diana Ross and The Supremes, and Diana Ross went on to be a solo artist and have success there also, and the group themselves were put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988, one of the big-time groups of the girl group sound. The Cordettes before that, Just Between You and Me. This came in 1957. It went up to number 8 on the pop charts. And this was a group that was formed in 1946. So, and then they went on in and did a lot of the early pop recordings, of course. And then they were put into the category of the pop and rock sound because of a few of the things they did. But very popular, very successful over the years. And again, one of the early sounds that brought in the girl group era. Earl Jean, before that, They're Jealous of Me, 1964, on the Colpix label. And she had quite a few of those little Colpix solo songs that she put out. And, of course, she had a hit with I'm Into Something Good, and had that kind of a deeper voice she could take down a little bit. So, good sound by Earl Jean. The Marvelettes are going to get us started, and then our double play of the day. One of my favorite girl groups, the Chantels, are going to be my double play of the day today. And they just had some great, great music and good sounds over the years. And we're going to play two by them today. The Marvelettes are going to get us started with their big hit, Please, Mr. Postman.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait,
wait, hey, Mr. Postman.
Hey, Mr. Postman, look and see.
Oh yeah.
Is there a letter in your bag for me?
Please, Mr. Postman.
What's the deal? I'm trying.
Oh yeah.
Since I heard from this boyfriend of mine,
there must be some word today, yeah, from my boyfriend so far away.
after listening to those, now you know why the Chantels are one of my favorite girl groups. They did some good, good sounds. That was Maybe from 1958. That went to number 15 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B. And before that was Every Night I Pray, 1958, number 39 on the pop charts, number 16 on the R&B. And the driving force behind that group, and the backup singers, I'm not selling them short at all, but the backup singers were great. But Arlene Smith and that voice of hers, these two songs you just heard, she was approximately 16 years old when she recorded these. She may have just turned 17, but she was in the 16-year-old range. Now, she was classically trained, and that's why her voice just sounded so great. And she even sang at Carnegie Hall when she was 12 years old. But, you know, put her behind in front of anybody, and she can really belt out the sounds and do some great, great stuff. The Chantels are double play of the day today as we're doing girl group sounds. And they were also one of the early, early sounds of the girl group sounds. And unfortunately, these young ladies are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They are in the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. They were inducted into that in 2002. But they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And but they're not. The Marvelettes before that, Please Mr. Postman, 1961, number 1 on both the R&B and the pop charts, and that was their first pop hit, and it was their only number 1 hit. But had some good sounds along the ways, and I always enjoyed Please Mr. Postman. Okay, it's almost time to go. We're going to do one more set before we go. The Bonnie Sisters, have you heard of them? 1956, another one of those early sounds that maybe, you know, them and some of these early with the Hamilton Sisters I mentioned earlier, you know, they may have helped set the table for these upcoming groups because they went out there and did this girl group sound and did a good job of it. But the Bonnie Sisters are going to get us started, and then the Chiffons, and then the Starlettes. And so here we go right now with the Bonnie Sisters and Cry Baby.
What? 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 What?
Shooby dooby wa do wop, be bobby bobby, shooby dooby wa do wop, be bobby bobby, shooby dooby wa do wop, be bobby bobby,
cry baby.
Cry baby.
Cry baby.
Shooby dooby. My baby. Ha ho, be such a cry baby. Such a cry baby, crying all the time.
Cry baby,
cry baby,
my baby. Oh, be such a cry baby. Oh, be such a cry baby, crying all the time,
all the time. When the raindrops start to fall, tears fall from my eyes. Then my heart starts to call. Don't you realize, I realize,
Shooby, my baby, ha ho, be such a cry baby, ha ho, be such a cry baby, crying all the time.
No.
must I say?
How about that one? The Starlettes, Better Tell Him No, 1961, number 38 on the pop charts, number 24 on the R&B, and that was their only charted song, but a little story, and I hope I get this right. I've tried to check and make sure my facts are right. Let's see if I can get this one right. They were under contract to the PAM, P-A-M record label, and but they went and recorded a song called I Sold My Heart to the Junk Man. And they recorded it, and it was going to be released on the Newton label, but they couldn't use their name. So the Newton label took a group they had called the Bluebells, and yes, that's Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, and put their name on the label and gave them the credit for it. And in fact, they went on, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells went on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. And, of course, they lip-synced the song. I think everybody on there lip-synced songs. But when they did that, they were sued by the Starlettes. And each of the Starlettes received $5,000. So they got a little bit out of that. But that was their recording. So when you hear Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, the original recording of I Sold My Heart to the Junk Man, that is really the Starlettes, these ladies you just heard here. Before that, the Chiffons, Nobody Knows What's Going On My Mind But Me, 1965, number 49. And when I was choosing these songs, I remember that song growing up, but I had totally forgotten about it. And because I was looking through my records and my albums and things I had, and I just hadn't played that one in a while. So I thought, that one needs to be played too. That was an interesting sound by the Chiffons. So, and I remember hearing that one, and I liked it too growing up. Before that, the Bonnie Sisters, 1956, number 18, Cry Baby. And this was an early white female vocal group of that rock and roll era. So, you know, a lot of the R&B sounds were what gave us the girl group sound. But the Bonnie Sisters was a white vocal group. And they get credit for being in that rock and roll era, too, and did some good sounds. That was a real good one there. All right, we got to go. So I hope you enjoyed listening to these girl group sounds, and just so much I left out. But, you know, you just only get so much, and played a few hits and a few unknown ones, and some with some good stories behind them. So, and now, as we close out today on BRC Radio, if you listen to my show sometimes, you know that I end with a instrumental, and you're thinking, how is he going to do a girl group sound and play an instrumental? Well, I'm cheating a little bit. But if you take the Crystal song, Da Do Run Run, from 1963, a song that went to number three, and flip it over, you get the Phil Spector and his orchestra, although it's listed as the Crystals being the group, but it's not. It's an instrumental sound called Get It. So that's what I'm going to play today. Just flip over Da Do Run Run from the Crystals and you get it instrumental. So hey, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.